Take your Bible, turn to 2 Kings chapter 17. It's good to be saved.
Amen.
Good to be in church.
Yes,
amen. Good to have Brother Soche here.
Amen.
Amen. He's 119 years old. He was old when I met him. And we met in Bible school. And he's always been old. I think he's going to outlive all of us, though.
Yeah.
Amen. He jumps off of here. I can't even hardly walk up here. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 17. I wish I had one of those shouting, running around messages, but I don't. And this Bible we got is an amazing book. I love the Word of God. And this book, when you're reading it, especially through the Old Testament, God shows you people's lives.
Yes,
and God, in 2 Kings 17, God shows you the children of Israel when they messed up real bad. And folks, you can thank God that there's not an eternal record that everybody else can read about our lives.
Amen.
Amen. I've heard preachers give a lot of Bible characters a rough way to go. I said, man, if you were put under the microscope and everybody was examining your life and preaching what you did, amen, it'd be a mess. But I want to look in 2 Kings 17, and here it is. And these children of Israel, after all of what God did for them, they still messed up. And don't be real critical of them, because that's what we've done. Amen. As much as God's done for us, and we're still a mess. But look at verse number 9. The Bible said, and the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fence city. And again, I say, man alive, their life and what they did is put on record. And we're looking at it here. The Bible said in verse 10, and they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And if you know anything about the Old Testament and God, he hated that.
Yep.
But they did that which he hated.
Right. Yep.
Amen. For sake of time, look at verse number 13. Bible said, yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. Amen. Was something going on in the sound? Amen. But what God does is God in the Old Testament used prophets and seers. Amen. I don't even need this. I can turn it off. Amen. Was it you? Amen. Pay no attention to that man over in the corner. But God uses now, he uses preachers. And I'm ashamed to admit that most places, not like here this week, but most places you go, preachers don't even preach hard anymore. Amen. You go to a meeting like this and you feel like you've had a big sloppy kiss instead of being preached to. Amen. Preaching a lot of times, folks, ain't meant to be your pal. Amen. It is a reproach. It is hard. Amen. If not, we're all a mess. Amen. You say, well, do you preach right at people sometimes? Why, yeah. Duh. Amen. That's how I got in.
Amen.
But I want you to look down, look at verse 14. It says, notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the neck of their fathers, and did not believe in the Lord their God. There might be somebody here like that tonight. The reason you don't believe God's because you harden your neck. And I'm going to tell you, it'll be suddenly cut off and destroyed one day. And you'll have a chance here tonight to get right with God.
Amen.
And if before times you've probably done it before, you probably walked out of here not right.
Yep.
So I hope tonight, I hope you do something. Amen. We're wanting revival.
Yeah.
We want to see God do something.
Yeah.
Amen. The devil is in the sound system.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to wait till they get it taken care of. Because nobody pays no attention until you do. Amen. Amen. Pay no attention to this sinner. Somebody deal with this sinner that's come down here. Amen.
Oh, that's better.
All right, is that better? Amen. I didn't hear it. Some of y'all must have like a canine hearing or something. There was people back here going, oh, oh. It is. Oh. Amen. The Bible said in verse 16, and they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten images, even two calves. One calf wasn't enough, so they made two. And made a grove and worshiped all the host of heaven and served Baal. And verse 17, I read all that to get to here. This is what I want to preach about. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire. Now, folks, I don't understand that. I don't understand how you could have kids and just let them go to hell, let them go to the world when you had a chance to do right. I don't understand that. I'll never be able to grasp that. Amen. Do you mean to tell me your smoking dope is more important than your kids? Amen. You drinking is more important than getting your kids help? Man, you got problems. Amen. The Bible said, and they used divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Brother Soche was talking about selling out to God. I'm going to preach tonight about selling out to the devil. Bible says here they sold themselves to do evil. Used to be a show on years ago called The Sale of the Century. Well, I'm telling you, folks, this is the sale of the ages. People sell out for some of the stupidest reasons that I've ever seen in my life. Amen. So I want to preach tonight for a little while on this, not for sale. Amen. There's some things that just aren't for sale. There's some things that ought not to be even up for debate, especially your kids. Amen. I know, man, we're living in an age now. I've never seen as many tattoos as there is in Delaware. What in the world, man, alive. And you folks that got them in here, I'm not railing on you, but I guess you wasn't right with God when you got them, was you? Was you teaching Sunday school and running the aisles and shouting and going to the nursing home preaching and say, hey, I'm going to stop by the nursing home, amen, and get me a tattoo on the way. Amen.
Amen.
I think a salamander tattooed on the back of my neck would look really cool. Amen. People get mad at me for preaching about tattoos, but really, was you in a real good state of mind when you got yours? Amen. Especially if you got a spider web tattooed over your face. I got a cousin that got a little... I don't know what it's like, a little lizard on his hand right there tattooed. And every time I see him, I say, hey, man, you got a bug on your hand. Yeah, real funny, real funny. No, it is pretty funny. I try to knock stuff off of my hand. Well, man, why would I put something under my skin like that?
Amen.
Down home, we get ticks.
Yeah.
Y'all know what a tick is?
Yeah.
And we get chiggers.
Yeah.
Or up here, do you have to say chigro? But we get chiggers. They get under your skin. Huh? I ain't getting a big chigger tattoo on me somewhere. Amen. Come on back. It's all right. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, there's some things that aren't for sale. Do you mean to tell me you would sell out for that? I got some things that I got personally in my possession that aren't for sale. I was at Shady Acres some years back, right after Brother Jack died, and Brother Farley walked up to me, and he said, Brother Mark, he said, I got something I think you'll really appreciate. And he reached in his pocket, and he pulled out an old necktie. And it was an old striped necktie, and it's kind of necktie you'd probably buy at thrift store for a quarter. And he handed it to me. He said, this was Brother Jack's. Brother Jack Wood. He said, I figured you'd like to have that. And I got that tied, man. I got it in my office back at home. I got it draped over my bookshelf. And every once in a while, I get home there, sitting there, I'll put that thing around my neck. It's got old food stains and stuff on it. Why, preachers nowadays, you tell me they'd wear a tie that had a food stain on it. I don't know if some of the preachers now have ever had a stain on their pants or on their tie. Bunch of pretty boys. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can go buy a brand new suit and wear it an hour, look like I've slept in it. Some of those guys, they dress prettier than the women. Amen. Wearing zoot suits and purple suits and yellow suits. And, amen. As Brother Jack would say, puke. Amen. But I got that old tie. It ain't for sale. You couldn't buy that tie for me. It ain't for sale. Amen. Brother Mike, my buddy over there, well, there he is back here. He gave me a knife today and made out of Damascus steel, and I like that Damascus and all, but that ain't what makes that, amen, precious. What makes it precious? My friend gave it to me. I ain't going to sell you that. It ain't for sale. It's a gift. It's a gift from a friend. Amen. But I'm telling you here tonight, if you're saved, you got the greatest gift that there is. Amen. And then if you're saved and what God put you in the church, gave you a chance to get your family straightened out, that ain't for sale. That ain't for sale for a drunk out here to go out and party. Grow up. It ain't for sale. Amen. Somebody's got to be the bad cop, I guess. Amen. I'll tell you what ain't for sale. Let me say number one, our birthright ain't for sale. Amen. I was lost, but he found me. Amen. I'm born again, washed in the blood. I'm a child of God. That ain't for sale. Amen. Buddy, what you do and where you go and how you act and, amen, how you wear your hair, how you wear your countenance, how you act in the church house, act like a Christian. Amen. If it's wrong, quit it. Some things ain't for sale. Bible said in Hebrews 12, 16, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. You know what God said? Jacob have I loved. Esau have I what?
Hated.
You say, well, you're too hard a preacher. Well, God hated Esau for selling his birthright. What do you think he thinks about you if you're saved and you don't come to church? What does he think about us if we're saved, washed in the blood, rescued, and we don't even come to Sunday school? Well, you sold out. What'd you sell out for? Another hour of sleep? Really? Why don't you come on Sunday night? Why ain't you here? What'd you sell out for? One of the chief historical figures in the Word of God in the Old Testament, one of the greatest types of Christ in the Bible is Joseph. You know what Joseph's known for? Being sold by his brethren. Amen. One of the names that's synonymous with selling out in our history is a guy by the name of Benedict Arnold. You know what he did? He sold out. Amen. And a Bible figure that we know, and hardly nobody ever names their kid Judas. Judas sold his own Lord out. I've seen people sell out God for some of the stupidest reasons. They sell themselves to do evil. I don't understand that, but I know it happens all the time. Amen. There's people that used to come here. They're not here anymore. They sold out. They sold to the highest bidder. Are the lowest bidder. Got gals that come and pretty little girls, and man, we love them around here. and they get to be a teenager and they fall for some flop-eared mutt. And they sell out for some doofus. Not for sale. Amen. You girls, don't even introduce him to us. We don't like him. But Brother Mark, you haven't met him. I don't care. I don't like him. But he's a preacher. I doubly don't like him. I've seen a bunch of them come along. Amen. Come steal our girls and then get them out and take them out. Amen. Don't sell out for some boy. Girls, don't do it. You boys, don't sell out for some hussy. Some floozy. Amen. Find out if she can cook. Amen. Somebody said, well, get you an ugly one. That's what Dee did. That's what Miss Gail did. That's what Miss Betty did. That's what Ruth did. That's what Alan did. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry, Miss Linda. That's what Linda did. Well, I might as well go ahead and preach the rest of my messages now because I'm dead after that. Amen. Amen. Here's something I don't understand. I don't understand how God can rescue Brother Alan and Miss Linda, as young as they were, me and Dee, we was 18 when we got married. I don't understand how he can rescue us. I hear all the preaching on the family and all that. Most of the guys that preach those family conferences, their families fall apart. And here, how do you explain us? I drank with my dad when I was 12 years old. Well, some of you preach, I never had a chance. But I did. And why is me and my wife, we got married at 18, we were a mess, drug addicts and all that. How in the world did we make it 39 years? And some of you raised in church, you don't make it 6 months. I don't understand. What in the world did you sell out for? Maybe your birthright ain't as important to you as it was to somebody else. I don't know. Some of you, and you ain't glad you saved because you don't never show it. Amen. Never worship God. Never say amen. Never shed a tear. Raised in church. What in the world? What'd you sell out for? Amen. I'll tell you what else not for sale. The brethren ain't for sale. Amen. Brother Sochet's talking about the old life and people had, man, they had more character amongst thieves than they do now amongst independent Baptists. Amen. There's guys that got saved in here, man, took back in another room, got saved as a kid, raised in church, taught the Bible. And you mean to tell me you're going to sell out so you can drink down at the firehouse? You're going to sell out so you finally found out what marijuana was and you got high and you sold out for that? Are you kidding me? What in the world are you doing? You left us. Why? Amen. But in the old life, when somebody left the folks, we watched them because we figured they were rats. Amen. Well, people that leave the church and get out of church, you're a rat. You rat fink. Is that a good word now? I feel like it's kind of retro, but it fits. You're a rat fink. Amen. Don't leave us. What in the world? You left Faith Baptist for what? What did you sell out for? In the grand scheme of things, when we're serving God and finally end up at the last. Brother Soche is talking about getting your reward. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
You left us. Why? Amen. The brethren. Man, when we got saved, we became pals. We're brethren. We're called brethren. I got more in common with these guys, my friends, and my own family. Amen. Closer to them than some of my own family. Why, I'd hate Brother Jim to call me on the phone or Brother Allen or Brother Glenn. Say, what are you doing, Brother Mark? What in the world? Man, I heard you messed up. What in the world are you doing? Man, I would hate that. Amen. You know, I've been around when I've seen those conversations take place. I seen my aunt one time. We was at her house eating, and she's old Kentucky gal, and she had like a 5-course meal, and we were eating, and she got my cousin on the phone. And my cousin had messed up, raised in church, messed up his life, divorce, splintered, split, dope, doofus.
Yep.
Amen. He's one that stole his own TV. That's how dumb. And she was the first one in our family that got saved. She wrote my Uncle Bill McGahee a letter. He still got the first one that got saved in our entire family, and all of the hillbillies and Scots Irish from Kentucky. And she had him on the phone, and she said this. I overheard her. She said, oh, I'm very disappointed in you, honey. You don't know what you've done. Buddy, I'm telling you, I had chills go up my back. Buddy, I got me away somewhere, and I said, oh, God, help me never have somebody have that conversation with me.
Amen.
Don't sell your brethren out.
Amen.
We're in a fight. Amen.
Amen.
Don't leave us in the middle of this fight. We, before I was saved, as Brother Stocker would say, before I was saved, B.C., amen, before Christ, we got into a big jackpot one night at a Cincinnati Reds baseball game. Me, my brother, Eddie the Animal, one of my buddies, and my cousin. And we got into it with about 7 or 8 guys, and they were all athletes, and they almost killed us. If they'd have knew how to fight, they would have killed us. And we was all, man, busted up, noses bleeding, eyes swelled up, teeth loose. I had long hair. Then I could take my hair and just take it out like that. And after everything was said and done, we're all kind of licking our wounds. And we look over at my cousin. He ain't got a mark on him. We're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Way to stop everything. Where were you? My brother Rob had broken ribs where a guy grabbed him and squeezed him, broke half his ribs. We're all bloodied up, and he ain't got a mark on him. I said, "What? Where were you?" He said, "Mark, I had your glasses." He was there, but he wasn't there. Are you with us? Are you going to sell out for that crowd out yonder? God saved us out of that bunch.
Amen.
Don't sell out your brethren. I'll tell you what else. Don't sell out our beliefs. We believe some things. Amen. The first thing young people do when they get out and leave is they get with their other little rat finks, amen, on the internet, and they start finding every little fault about the church. Amen. They'll get on there and post little negative things about it. It was so negative. What in the world? So what happened? Sold out. Not for sale.
Amen.
What I believe, folks, is not just a little dogma of beliefs, because in the Bible, no, this rescued me. Rescued my life. Rescued my family. Amen. We have seen God move. People get saved.
Amen.
Families changed. churches established, ministries established. Amen. I was thinking one time, I said, all the great preachers that we came up under and all the great men, when I was a young man, back in the 80s, we went to Brother Lackey's camp meetings and all that, and all those men, that I just sat there, man, they'd preach, and something inside me said, man, I love that old man. You know how old them old men were then? Our age.
Yes, sir.
And they're all gone.
Yes, sir.
Now it's us. What if they would have sold out? What if they'd have thought about smoking dope a little more than they was reading their Bible? Brother Sochet talking about praying and reading your Bible and staying up. What if they would have done that? Would we even have what we got here? Thank God they didn't sell out. But some of you have. For what? Amen. Amen. I hate it like this, but it's got to be like this. I just, Bible said Isaiah 50 and verse 1, behold, for your iniquities have you sold yourselves. You mean my sin can draw me away from God and draw me away from church and draw me away from the brethren and draw me away from the very thing that rescued me? You mean it's that bad? Yes! Your sin, my sin, everybody's sin. If it's wrong, quit it. How are we going to quit it if we've never given a chance? These folks had the prophets and the seers preaching to them about it. They still hardened their necks. What if they wouldn't have preached about it? What a mess we'd be in. We're there now. Amen. Don't sell out our beliefs. Don't sell out the book.
Amen.
That old man taught us the King James Bible is the Word of God.
Right.
Now it's almost like they almost jest about it in meetings. No, it used to be we'd be in a meeting, there'd be somebody would preach why the King James Bible is the Word of God. We don't hear about it no more. Amen. We hear 3 points in a poem. And the whole time you got evangelists, they're all going around trying to get meetings from all the pastors. God help us. Let me scratch an itch right there. I've been using Miss Linda's car, and she's got the Hall's CD in there, one of them, and they put part of the funeral in there. And man, I've listened to that going back and forth to town, and man, I have cried and shouted. Amen. Do you know, I didn't tell a bunch of people, but there was people that come to me, pastors came to me at Brother Danny's funeral saying, you know, I wish these evangelists would leave me alone.
Yeah.
I said, what?
Right.
They're bugging me about coming for a meeting. I said, today?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Man, if I hadn't have been focused on Brother Danny's funeral and all that, because I'm not a bishop. I'm telling you, I was so mad I could have chewed a nail into. Amen. Anyways, I'm an evangelist, and I can't stand that kind of stuff. I can't stand politics. I can't stand little pretty boys wear their little colored socks and their little hickey that matches right here. Half of my suits, this thing don't even open up. It's still sewed together. Just a miracle this one ain't. I ain't never had nothing in there. Maybe a booger's fell out or something in there. I ain't. Hey, that matches my white socks. Amen. Oh, let me tell you this. Why I still got 10 minutes. I was preaching one time and one of my esteemed colleagues was on the front row, and I looked down, and he had his socks were colored like 5, 6, 7, looked like the rainbow. Do y'all know what a gasp is?
Yeah.
I looked down, and I went, ah! That's a gasp. I openly gasped. Ah! And I looked and he had a little thing in his that matched that. And, Brother Jack Wood called them little poodle doos. They got to take a shower every day. You little poodle doo. He said, I'd be at camp meeting and see them. They're at the mirror squeezing their zits. That is so foreign kind of preaching today. Amen. I told him the other day, I said, you know what they do? They post their socks. They take a picture of their socks and they call them their happy socks. They're my regurgitating socks. Gay sock. My gaydar goes off. Amen. Sold out. Sold out. There ain't no man that goes and picks out socks like your wife or some woman picked them out. No, amen. I can't believe my wife would get it. She would rebuke me if I picked up a pink shirt. So what do you think of that? Gay? She's more masculine than... I'd pick her in a fight over half of them. Is that all right? Yeah. Amen. Our beliefs. We believe some things. You say, well, what does that have to do with anything? We're getting so soft. Amen. We're losing our young folks. We're losing our young couples. Amen. Don't sell out. Amen. I get on there, y'all's website every once in a while and listen to Brother Allen. And he preaches a lot harder than I do a lot of times. Say, why? Because he loves you. Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you what else. Our bodies aren't for sale. Amen. I am suffering now in my body for things I've done that was stupid. Amen. And I'm trying to lose weight. Said I'm on a diet since January. Said, what have you lost? 8 months. Amen. I hate it. I hate it. But I want to keep on doing this as long as I can. Amen. Our bodies aren't for sale. I think Brother Soche already said it. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You used to hear preachers preach on that. That's why a Christian ought not to smoke. Ought not to smoke, dip, or chew, or run with those that do. Walk right, spit white. Amen. Meetings like this, we used to have cigarettes and tobacco and stuff like that put on the altar. Earrings and piercings and bad music. Amen. We've had old Bible meetings, had a burning service afterwards, man, and burn stuff. I don't know if Job remembers that down there in the Bottoms when we did that at the Bottoms. Was you guys around then? We had revival there one time with Brother Hood and had a burning service right there in the Bottoms. Man, we burn all kind of stuff. There's people brought stuff in paper bags taped up and said, don't open that. We just burn it. We got in a big old burning service one time in West Virginia, had a big old pile of stuff, and there was an old boy standing there. And I watched him. I could see him across the fires at night, and he's like this. He looked like Alan pacing around. And he had a Winston drag racing hat on. He was like this. He went, threw his hat in the fire, and went. I heard him come to the pastor later, and he said, preacher, I think I may be in trouble. He said, why is that? Because you threw your hat in the fire? He said, it was Dad's hat. Amen. I wonder tonight if your kids need to throw some of your stuff in the fire. Amen. I'll close with this. I was in a meeting, and there was kids getting right, camp. If you've ever been in a service like that, you'll never get over it. And they were getting right, and kids were getting up telling what they needed to get rid of. One girl got rid of anime. And buddy, she was trembling. And amen, the preacher said, we need to stop. Amen. You remember that girl? Said, we need to stop. Because we're dealing with something here that's demonic. And she got rid of all that stuff. Yeah. And there was a boy come to me afterwards, and he was crying. He was going, Brother Mark said, I couldn't stand up and tell him what I need to get rid of. I knew what that meant. Yep. I said, boy, you need to get that out of your life.
Yes, sir.
I said, what, do you got a computer in your room? No, sir. I said, well, you got a phone in there or something? You got a gaming system? He said, no, sir. Got nothing like that in my room. I said, well, how you get it, boy? He goes, in my mom and dad's bedroom. Maybe mom and dad need to get right.
Yep. Yes,
don't sell out.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. The things I do and I sin, I don't just sin against God. If I read my Bible right, I sin against my own body.
Yeah.
And when I do that now, I put my little wife through it too. Not for sale. Amen. We want to have revival this week. Amen. I'll tell you what you need to do. Get rid of some of that stuff. Put a not for sale sign up. Not for sale. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed.